Let's Bibles turn to Matthew chapter number 16, verses 13 through 19, and we'll read responsively. In Matthew chapter number 16, verses 13 through 19. Matthew chapter number 16, verses 13 through 19. We begin on verse 13. It says, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said, 'Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets.' He saith unto them, 'But whom say ye that I am?' And Simon Peter answered and said, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but by my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.'" Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the time we're able to come together in your house tonight, Lord. Father, I pray you to be with the preacher, Lord, as he brings the message to us tonight, Lord. I pray you just be with us. We are open-hearted to hear the message, Lord. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, I want to just kind of put the seal of approval on some things and kind of make a positional stand for our church. Grace Baptist Church is God's church.
Yes, sir.
This is God's house. This is not our church. It's his church.
Amen.
It's not my church. It's his church. We happen to be members together of it, but it is his church. Notice in Matthew 16, verse number 18, says, "I will build my church." That means Jesus is not only the founder. Peter wasn't the first pope, amen. It was Jesus' church, not Peter's. You see, he is the pastor. I'm his assistant. This church is not a building. It is a group of people. The word church is the word ecclesia. It means called out assembly. We are called out of the world to assemble together. And that is what the word church means. The word temple is a different word. The word temple means general gathering place. The church is not a general gathering place. It's not even the same word. Jesus said, "I will build my church." Now listen to me. This is going to prick some of you, but so be it. It is not our job to build the church. It's his. It is his job to build the church. Our job is to obey the word of God. Folks, did you know if you obey the word of God, God's church will be built? That's what the Great Commission is. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
See, it's his job to bring the results. It's our job to obey him. Too many churches are result-minded instead of obedience-minded. Too many Christians want results and they measure their success by results. They don't measure it by obedience. God measures results by obedience. Hello?
It says it's on, but it's not on.
I'm dead. Here we go, Brother Barnes. It was a better throw. good job, Derek. You're learning quick. can I tell you something? I was recently with someone, and they were saying, well, this person quit soul winning because it wasn't building their church. You don't go soul winning to build a church. You go soul winning to obey God. Not every time you go soul winning necessarily will you see someone get saved. God doesn't say go soul winning until you see someone saved. God says take the gospel to every creature. Our job is to get the gospel out, not to see the results. Some plant, some water, some God, but God gives the increase. Hello, God gives it. Brother Dorsey had somebody saved this week, but he didn't have somebody saved. God did. He just went out and obeyed. He and Stephen were out together soul winning. I've been out soul winning this week. I've been out soul winning many weeks and not had somebody saved, but I've had many people saved while I've been out soul winning. And you say, well, soul winning doesn't build the church. No, but it builds obedience. And an obedient group of people God can use. Thank you, Brother Barnes. I appreciate it. Nope, you're fine. If that's the worst mistake you made today, you're in good shape. Yeah. Folks, can I tell you the simplest thing in the Christian life is the word obey. If we would just obey that book as God wrote it, not as we see it. Quit putting your slant to it and do it his way. Well, I don't have the gift of soul winning. Nobody has a gift of soul winning. There's no such thing in Scripture. He said, get the gospel out. You see, our job is to obey the word of God and to do it God's way. It is not our church to build our way. Too many churches today is Burger King Christianity, have it your way. We want to have the music our style. We want to have the preaching tickle our ears, and we don't want somebody to get up and say, thus saith the Lord, and thunder aloud and preach against sin. Well, guess what? You're in the wrong place if that's what you want. This is military chow. We flop it on the plate. You shove it down the pie hole. We are obligated to do it his way because it's his church, not our church. This is not my church. It's his church. Jesus was doing away with the temple. He was bringing an end to the temple age. He was the fulfillment of all the temple. That's why they were all wound up and mad at him. That's why the high priests, that's why the officers of the temple were so upset, and just a few weeks later, a few days later, they would crucify him. Because he said, "Well, I'll destroy this temple and I'll raise it up again in 3 days." They said, "It took us 100 years to build that temple." He said, "I'm not talking about that one." He said, "I've already fulfilled all of that. And the body of the believer, according to 1 Corinthians, that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit." Yes. Once you get saved, your body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's not a building. Amen. You go to Acts chapter 2. I'm going to preach a whole sermon on this one of these days. Hang on. Do you know where a lot of the people got saved from in Acts chapter 2? The temple. They went to the temple soul winning. Well, I just don't think it's very ethical of you to talk to somebody else's church member. By the way, I believe in ethics. If somebody goes to another church of like faith and they're like us, I don't mess with them. But anything else, it's like sick them to a bulldog. I don't give a rip. Say, well, that's not real ethical. Well, the apostles were going to the temple, getting people saved and pulling them out of the temple and bringing them to the church. Acts chapter 2 said that they went to the temple and daily there were people saved, such as should be saved and added to the church. Where'd they come from? The temple. Everybody doing okay? Man, I'm having fun. Jesus was doing away with the temple. Jesus was fulfilling all that the temple represented, and he started something new called the church. The religious world was not happy, and they were the ones that would come and crucify him. Jesus knows that we are all sinners. He knew that none of us could be or ever would be perfect, and he knows none of us can build his church, so he has to build it through us. We have to do his work his way. We're not to do his work our way. Everybody doing okay? Smile, I love you. Too many churches want to modernize and they think they have a better plan than God has. They want to bring in contemporary music. They want to bring in all kinds of new programs. Folks, I hate to tell you, I'm going to make this statement. We've allowed culture to build instead of Jesus in the Bible. We have churches that are full of culture, but we don't have churches that are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Right. We're not to use the world's ways to build Jesus' church. Amen. We're not supposed to use man's methods to get God's message out. We're supposed to, this is a book of methods as well as a book of message. God not only told us what the message is, he told us the method. He said, from house to house. Everybody understand what that means? That means go from house to house. He didn't say, let's just have a little talk with Jesus. He said, walk with me. God has blessed Grace Baptist Church with this wonderful new building. And buddy, let me tell you something. It is gorgeous. Everybody that sees it, wow. And I still walk in going, wow. I hope the wow never stops. No more stinky old rental buildings. Gone, gone, gone. Yes, the stink is gone. But may I say this, the church is not a building. It's people.
Amen.
It is the people in this building. It's not the building. I drove Brother Michael by the old building and we went into it the other day. He looked in the junior church windows. He said, you were in there? I said, that's not as bad as the rest of it. You had to see the other part. So we went in. He said, here? I said, yeah, 3 years. I said, it's not the place. I said, we've had a lot of miracles take place.
Yes.
Good night. I can look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 or 6 different families in this room, or 6 different families in this room right now that came because of that building.
Right.
Now, they didn't come for the building's sake, that's for sure. But may I say something? It's not the building. It's the people in the building. Thank God for a new building. Thank God for people that clean the building. And I want to thank God for our ladies that stepped up. Honestly, I haven't cleaned one thing. They've all stepped up and just, it just gets done. And I commend you. You all are doing a great job. But may I say this? This church is a building that will be, this church is a place that will be opposed by the world and other religious people. That's not going to change. We're going to show up one day and somebody will vandalize part of our building someday. Don't get your tail in a twist over it. It's going to happen. It's happened before. It'll happen again. Say why? Because when you throw a rock in a pack of dogs, the one you hit is the one that yelps. Amen. You preach hard enough, you're going to make somebody mad. And I'll do that. This is a place where Satan wants us to do it our way and not God's way. Well, folks, 30 years of the ministry, I'm old enough now, I'm too old to change. I don't plan on changing. I cut my teeth preaching this way 39 years ago. I don't plan on changing teeth now. Still got the same ones I was hatched with, and I plan on keeping them till they're gone. Amen. I don't need fake ones, just like we don't need fake churches. I'll promise you, there's two people sitting right back there that can tell you, I haven't changed what I preached in all these years. I preached about women dressing right when my pastor's wife wasn't dressing right. Teenagers in our church caught revival and got the pastor and his family on revival. We changed that church. Say why? A bunch of wild-haired teenagers didn't have enough sense to not say some things, said it. Put some conviction to it. Now listen to me very carefully. I don't know about you, but I'd like to be a part of building his church. How about you join me as we build his church? Not build our church, we build his church. Oh, we have a structure, and it's built like Fort Knox, trust me. But may I say this, this is not the building. Is not the church. That's the church. I had friends from Indiana in today, and he called me this afternoon right before church tonight. And he said, Brother Bush, he said, your people are just amazing. He said, I've been there before, he said, but the new building and everything that God's blessed you with, he said, it's very obvious what God is doing at your church. And I thought, that's amazing. You know, somebody just passing through. Had friends here Wednesday night. They came in, announced, didn't know they were going to be in town. They were just walking around saying, man, look what God's doing. Look what God's doing. Look what God's doing. And I love it when they say, look what God's doing, not look what you're doing.
Amen.
It's obvious it's what God's doing. So let me take the next 20 minutes or so and show you how we can build his church. Number one, what is Jesus' church? What is Jesus' church? Don't believe this nonsense and this Catholic influenced doctrine that there is something called the universal church. That's a doctrine out of hell. Every believer does not make up the church. Mr. Schofield's wrong in his notes. Just so you know. Yeah, he's wrong in a lot of it. The universal church is a Catholic teaching. It is a Protestant and Catholic teaching. It is not a Bible teaching. We will not all be called out together until the rapture. It is not until we get to heaven after the rapture at the marriage feast of the Lamb that all the church will be together as one. There is no such thing as a universal church on earth. Jesus started the local church, not a universal church. That's why he said, upon this rock I will build my church. It was a local entity. Now, what is Jesus' church? Number one, it's a place where his word is exalted. Folks, this is a place where God's word, the King James Bible, will be lifted up, not man's word.
That's good.
It'll be, thus saith the Lord, not thus what saith somebody else. Well, I may refer to someone else who has done something for God, but they're not the authority God is. We're not looking for man's interpretation of the Bible. We're looking for the words of God. God said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. There has to be an every word Bible somewhere, or God's a liar and we're all dead. Without it, we don't have life or eternal life. Just so you know, the King James Bible is the word of God for the English speaking people. I'm not going to take weeks and months and studies it. Just trust me, after 39 years of preaching, all my education, everything else, trust me, it is the word of God. The King James Bible is the only one in English not allowed in communist countries. Never has been a revival preached in America or anywhere else in the world without that one right there. Not one. Don't know about you, but I'm going with the tried and true. And I'm not backing off. Next, it's a place where his gospel is preached. It's not our goodness that gets us to heaven. It's his righteousness. Boy, if you missed this morning's sermon, you ought to get it. It'll help you. I preached a whole sermon this morning about that very thing right there. And it makes a pretty strong stand. As someone said to me, it was quite engaging. Can I tell you something? Man cannot forgive. Only God can forgive sin. I don't care if you put a grapefruit or a mitre on the head. They still can't forgive your sin. Only Jesus Christ and God himself can forgive your sins. So it's a place where his word is exalted, a place where his gospel will be preached. It's a place where his music will be for him. Folks, our music, as I said last Wednesday night, is not to be for us necessarily. It's for him. Our music is not to be entertainment. Our music is not to be fleshly for mood setting for our body. God says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart as to the Lord. That's what God said music was. Get last Wednesday night's message. I'm not staying there. Next, it's a place away from the world to get help. Folks, you don't need to go to the world to get help. Did you hear that? I'm not saying you don't need to go to the doctor. But when it comes to time to getting counsel and get advice, why don't you come to the preacher first? I'll promise you, I know more in that finger than any psychologist knows. I'll promise you. Because they're going to give you man's view, I'll give you God's view. Every time. And if I can't help you, I know where we can go to get it. Promise you. I'm getting a little tired of Baptist preachers who are saying, well, you need to go seek professional help. How about you go see a psychologist? Well, brother, get out of the ministry if you don't consider yourself a professional at helping people.
Right.
Sorry. I got no use for that. I understand. There are times biologically, physiologically, that people need some different chemicals because their body is not working appropriately. And I understand that, but I'll promise you, for every 100 people, that's only one person that needs that. Church is a place where we get life help. It's did you get that? It's a place where we get help to learn to live. I said this recently, and it was not received very well because they were just aghast at what I said. I said, I don't blame our politicians for the shape of our country. I blame preachers in America. I blame churches that quit preaching righteousness and preaching right. We've accepted so much that now the government has been able to step in and take over. I blame sissy britches preachers who got wet noodles for spines.
Yes.
Do you know that 50, 60 years ago, that the Methodists and the Baptists and the Nazarenes were just about the same? The old Nazarenes preached the gospel. The old Methodists used to preach the gospel. Not anymore. Not at all. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. was a Methodist. Brother House preached with him all around the country. Everybody doing okay? Billy Sunday was a Presbyterian. But all of them have gone back to the Catholic Church is the mother of harlots. Guess who the harlots are? That's all the churches that broke out of the Catholic Church. That's your denominational churches. So all the little harlots have gone back to mama being like the Catholic Church, and the only ones still left are the Baptist churches, and we got to keep splitting to keep ourselves pure. Everybody doing okay? It's a place where God's people come together and grow without being judged. Without being judged.
Yes, sir.
Folks, I made some pretty loaded statements this morning. Can I tell you something? There's a difference in being saved and growing in grace. I made the statement this morning, just because somebody's different doesn't mean they're not human. We ought not be judgmental because somebody doesn't see things as we see it. They've not had your training. How would they know?
Right.
I think we ought to be at every service we can possibly be at. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Hey, let's grow everyone at their pace and not yours, though. Folks, not everybody grows at the same rate and not everybody grows to be the same size. Brother Juan, come up here for a second. Good night. I got a kid that's as old as him. This is, what a great young man this is. I'm very proud of Brother Juan. Now, wait a minute. He growed a little more than I did. I'm growing in other areas that you're not growing in. That's all right. Can I tell you something? Just because he's bigger than I doesn't mean he's any more or less of a human being than I am. Good night. I've got you beat by 25 years. But he's twice my size. I'm glad he's my friend. Believe me, I'm glad. But can I tell you something? He's out on the parking lot this morning.
Yes, sir.
He's helping Brother Dorsey in Teen Sunday School. I tell you what, I'll take that kind of growth any day. He doesn't know as much as I do yet. Hang on, give him a week or two. Thank you, Brother Juan. You can have a seat. Love you, buddy. Wait a minute. He's going to have time to grow.
Yes, sir.
Do you know that by his age, I had already been an assistant pastor in two churches, over 1,000 people, and had preached probably 3,000 or 4,000 sermons? Do you think I expect him to know what I know? No. Oh, and I went on staff to work for Brother Hiles when I was 29. You're what, 27 or 28? 26. 26, oh gosh. Can you take that knife out of my back? Don't twist it. Good night. Can I tell you something? I don't expect him to know what I even knew at his age. We took different routes in life. I thank God he's here.
Amen.
I thank God he's growing. And nobody's going to judge you for it, brother. Nobody expects that out of you. Bless God, anything other than dying and going to hell, we ought to be thankful. Let's let God grow them. Quit judging them according to the way you see things. I got to hurry here. It's a place where we can serve God and do something for him. That's what Sunday school's for. You know, as we grow, I'm going to need some of you to start helping in Sunday school. I'm getting ready to start some new things. I'd love to start some more stuff for our kids. But we've got to get folks ready. I need folks that are willing to go soul winning. We need more nursery help. God knows we need more nursery help. We need folks to help us with follow-up and prospect cards. We need folks that are going to be willing to go soul winning. And please don't get mad at me, but if you're going to take a position around here, you need to learn how to witness to people and be a soul winner. I just believe that that's the way it ought to be because that's what God said. You're welcome to come to church without ever telling anybody about the gospel, but as you step up, I want you to start going soul winning. Everybody doing okay? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's a place of fellowship 3 times a week with God's people and a place for us to bring new people into the family. I think we ought to be here for it all. About 5 after 5 this morning, I pulled on the parking lot and the parking lot lights were working. Praise the Lord. This time of year, y'all don't know that we have lights out there. You're never out there when it's dark. But I got here and I was looking at the buildings and it was just amazing what God was doing at that hour of the morning. May I say this? I told God, I hope you have a good Father's Day today. Family's going to get together today. I said, and God, if we have our way about it, we're going to bring some new people into the family today. And by the way, we had 2 more babies born today. They got saved and walked the aisle and made it public today in church. Hey, we had two people added to the church family today. Amen? To God's family. That ought to be exciting. Mindy's friend had a baby just the other day, and she was all excited about it and everything. And Brother Drillyard's got his new baby, and he sent me a picture of her, and she was sucking on her thumb for the first time. He said she found her thumb, and I said, thank God, she looks like her mother. Can I tell you something? This place where we get together as a family. And I don't know about you, but family time's special to me. My daughter surprised me. I was sitting in my office about 6:15 yesterday morning, and I'd been here for a while. I was sucking coffee down, and I heard the door open, but I didn't hear a car pull in. In this part of the country, when you hear that happen, something's not quite right. I knew it wasn't a deer, because they don't push the door open. Not this time of year, at least. And I thought, who is that? I said, hello. I didn't hear anything. I thought, oh, brother. I got some drunk walking in off the street or something. Close, it was my daughter. She comes sticking her head around the corner. Hi. Oh, hello there. I was close. She had driven all night to get back. Now, can I tell you something? As a daddy, that was special to me. We've had a good time. She got to leave early in the morning to go back and be at work tomorrow night. But I've enjoyed the time together. That's what church is to me. It's his house. Let me say this. It's not a house of worship. It's his house. Right. It's a place to relax, a place to enjoy, a place of family, and a place of fellowship. It is his house. But number two, what is not church? Well, church is not a welfare center to pay everybody's bills. I rebel at the thought of people calling churches to get money to pay their electric bill. Calling the church, they got the circuit, let me tell you. We've gotten to where we recognize the phone numbers because every month they call. I'm not kidding. They just keep milking it and milking it. And it's amazing, they get churches to pay their bills so they can use their money for drugs and for booze. Church is not supposed to be an entertainment center to meet your social desires and needs. Church is not a place where we check in weekly as our good deed and merit credit with God. Well, I did my good deed. I was there once this week. It's not a place we go when we have nothing else to do. A Catholic fella asked me the other day, sincerely, happens to be one of my neighbors. He said, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. He said, how come you Baptists have church all morning and then go back in the evening? I said, because it's the Lord's day, not our day. Oh. He said, that's a different twist. I said, it is. I said, but we enjoy it.
That's right. Yes.
I said, it's not. We're not giving God a token. I said, we're giving him his day back. He said, now that makes sense. That old Catholic brain started working on him. He still hadn't figured me out. It's okay. I haven't figured me out. Number three, and I've got to hurry. The church is not to be run man's way. We're to do it God's Bible way. May I say this? The command to go soul winning was not just to the church and the staff. It's to every Christian. If you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, God commanded you to witness. Yes. Grab a bunch of tracts, take them with you, and invite somebody to church and tell them how to get saved. If you don't know, come back. We'll teach you. That's God's command. To tell everybody. We had a fellow come last Sunday from Romania. Sat right over here. Got saved on Sunday morning. Came back Sunday night. Came back Wednesday night. Brother Dorsey had gotten him a Bible Sunday morning after he got saved. He read his Bible. Came back church Sunday night. Wanted to know about Bible study. Came in Wednesday night. After Wednesday night church stand back, he said, what do I do next? I said, well, you need to get baptized. He said, I'm leaving Friday to go back to Romania. I told him what to find, and I told him how he could listen to our sermons online. And he said, oh, man, he said, I can be anywhere in the world and listen to you then. I said, yes, sir, you can. And I told Brother Dorsey this. I didn't want to say it in front of him because I didn't want to put pressure on him. But that's about as close to seeing God work miracles worldwide with the ministry of this church as you can see. God brought that young man all the way from Romania just to come here to get saved. How'd you find us? He said, I typed in church, and your church was the first one that came up. Gotta love it. You know as well as I know that that had to be God. He said, I figured it's just something I needed. He said, after I got here, found out this is what I've been looking for my whole life. 35 years old. I love those words. What do I do next? What do I do next? Man, if we would just have that attitude. Let's get involved. Can I tell you something? Soul winning's fun. Man, you meet all kinds of weird people. I mean, crazy people. Hey, let's get involved in inviting people to come to church. Do you know it doesn't hurt to invite everybody? You were with me. Brother Dorsey and I took Brother Bossy and Dr. Anderson to a restaurant when Brother Anderson came in. And the guy waiting at the table, Doc was getting itchy to witness to him. So we all kind of sat back, and Dr. Anderson grabbed one of my tracts and gave it to the fellow. He said, oh, he said, that's the third one of these I've gotten. And Doc went. He said, maybe that's a sign I should come. I said, yeah. And Doc, yes, it is. Now let me talk to you. Awesome. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. A while later, Doc put his arm around me. He said, Brother Bush, he said, you're the first pastor I've ever been with other than Brother Hiles. To where I went somewhere and somebody said that your church had contacted him more than once. He said, your church is doing it the right way. I said, yeah, you see that ugly picture on there? You can't forget it. Let's get involved in inviting people. Let's get involved in being faithful to church. Can I tell you how to be faithful to church? Invite somebody and bring them with you to church. Let's all do it his way, not our way. We have to step out of our comfort zone. We have to step out of what we think. We have to step out of what the world says. And can I tell you something? Jump in. The water's fine. It really is. Let's all see it as his church and not our church. Let's all put aside our opinions and do what he says, no matter whether we see it that way or not. Folks, opinions are like noses. Everybody's got one. You pick which one you want. It's not our opinion. What did God say? The church is not perfect because it's made up of imperfect people. It'll be a cold day where the booger man lives before I trot somebody up here and make them tell you what wrong they've done. That's as wicked as the devil. That's gossip. I hear these preachers say, well, there are certain sins that should be made public. Show me in the Bible. They can't. It's not there. Well, I know somebody in your church that's a hypocrite. Yeah, all of us. All of us. None of us are as good as we think we are. Not a one of us. Well, I know some of your church that sang or did this or did that, and they're not a real good Christian. I love people that tell me that. I say, oh, good. So you know how to be a good Christian. Where'd you go to church Sunday? Oh, I don't go. Oh, and you want to criticize somebody that does go? Oh, that shuts them down that fast. Really fast. I've learned how to shut them birds up real fast. You shoot that buckshot at them and they start flying away with tail feathers flying. You say, why? I'm not about to let them talk down to somebody in my church. Building his church means building people. You want to help build the church? I'm not talking about hammers and nails and wood and painting kids' feet and putting them on the wall. You got to stop by and see Brother and Mrs. Barnes' Sunday school class. It's cute. It's amazing how sissified our society is today. Those poor little bus kids didn't want to get paint on their feet today. Ew! Man, if that would have been me, I'd have been rolling in it. I wished I'd known I'd put my feet in it for them. Can I tell you something? Building the church is building people. Building the church is building people. That means we ought to get people, bring them, and build his church. It's not the building. It's people. How about we all decide we'll build his church. We'll build his church, not our church. Let's build it his way, not our way. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done. A little bit of a different type of invitation even. I'm going to ask for a move of action. If you really mean business about building your church, building his church, I wonder if you'll just make a move for God. Now, some of you can't get out of your seat and can't kneel. I get it. But I think as the piano plays in a moment and as we stand, I think as many of us as possible ought to gather around this altar and ask God to use us to help build his church.